This is the December 17th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'm George Ryder, the chair. Colleen, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
Would you call the roll, please? Colleen is our secretary.
Ken Aaron. Sharon Magamir.
Present.
Carolyn Burden. Lydia Brazel, here. Joe Crozier.
Here.
Kathy Davis. Sasha Futron, here. Joseph Kay. Suzette King. Bob Letter.
Here.
R. Paul Martin.
Here.
Brendan Medina.
Present.
Colleen O'Brien. Here. Marcel Reed.
Here.
George Ryder.
Here.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
John Finger.
Here. Okay. How many are there, Colleen?
12 present.
Okay. We needed 9 for quorum. The next item is the approval of the agenda. It's on the KPFTX site. There's only one item on at the moment, which was introduced by Joseph Kay, which is a motion, Ray, agreement of staff to pursue internal means of settling disputes. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Any changes people want to...
Bob Letterer?
Yeah, Bob, yes.
Yes, I'd like to add an item before the item you just mentioned, because it's extremely time-sensitive, and that's a motion concerning the seating of the new LSB, so the timing of the seating of the new LSB.
Okay.
So I'd like to allocate 20 minutes for that.
Well, we haven't been putting time on it, and you can't.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Well, time at committee, so
no problem.
It's been working out all right.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that motion being put on the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Are there any others?
Question: what is the first other? What is the other thing on the agenda?
Motion way agreement of staff to pursue internal means of settling disputes. You don't have an exact wording, but that's the substance of it. Anything else for the agenda? Okay, well, hearing none then, we have those two items. Joseph K. isn't here, as far as I can tell, and I haven't been able to get in touch with him, so... unless he shows up, we can take it up without him, I suppose, but we'll probably move to postpone that. The next item is the chair's report. The motion that was passed December 5th, is now before the governance committee. It wasn't acted on. We actually didn't get through anything but the bylaws amendments. And will presumably be acted upon at the next meeting, which is scheduled for January 10th. Bill, do you have a summary of what was actually passed by the PNB as far as the bylaws amendments were concerned?
Sorry, it takes a minute to unmute myself. Not written down. You want a listing of which ones were passed?
Yeah, I thought the committee might be interested in knowing what actually passed at the PNB.
Oh, you know, actually, I sent that to the Alliance list and the Fulcrum's list. Let me find that right after the meeting, I think. So those of you on that list, you can pull that up, and I'll look for it here.
This is Tracy for the stack.
Go ahead, Tracy. Go ahead while we're...
Yeah, the short version is that bylaws amendments 3 and 6 failed. and the rest passed the PMD.
Right. Three was the one to reduce the size of the national committees and let LSP select alternate members. That one failed, and the one, number six, was the one to reduce the number of required in-person meetings. That also failed. So the PNB approved all the others.
Okay.
This is Lydia.
Lydia, good.
Yeah, and I do want to just make a note there that that was never the title on what I posted for the in-person meetings. I don't know where that title came from, since there, it wasn't about reducing the number of meetings. It was simply about providing a range of stuff. So in the future, I think we need to be more careful. And for the next round, I think I will propose an amendment that they should respect whatever the six directors have put as the identifying language for their bylaws amendment.
So notice. That's all I have. Bob, you want to introduce and motivate a motion concerning seating of the LSPs?
Okay, thank you. I've just posted it to the committee, but of course I'll read the full text. It reads, whereas the intended timeline of 2012 Pacifica Local Station Board election process was significantly altered by the hire of a national election supervisor in June instead of March, as the foundation's bylaws require, and later by the change of the record date from September 1st to September 13th, 2012, with a cumulative effect of pushing the seating of newly elected delegates into the year-end holiday season, be it hereby resolved that the PNB Governance Committee recommends to each local station board that has not yet set meetings for the purpose of seating newly elected delegates and electing officers on a date after the certification of delegate elections, that such meetings occur by January 19th, with the specific date or dates to be voted at the very next meeting of the current board, or, if none is scheduled, by a poll of the continuing members by December 24th, where poll responses are viewable to the entire board membership and, if possible, to the public. And the PNB Governance Committee further recommends that once decided, the current chair of each LSB communicate these local meeting dates to the NES, National Election Supervisor, and Local Election Supervisor, with the request that the date for the seating of the newly elected delegates be provided to all current board candidates. So that's the motion. The motivation for that comes from, as the whereas clause refers, the delay that happened in the whole election process this year. It was a two-month delay in starting it, and then it was further delayed in the middle. And so here we are with the fact that, for whatever reason, several stations have fallen short of reaching quorum, and so there was an extension. And now the date after tabulation, the date of certification following the tabulation of votes, is going to force the boards to meet in that last week between Christmas and New Year's, which is, you know, a virtually impossible time to get a quorum for a board meeting. And furthermore, it may not actually even reach, some stations may not reach quorum in time to meet by the end of the month. And so the National Election Supervisor has said he's going to try to do everything possible to try to certify the election in time for boards to be seated this month. But he also said, as of last night on the election committee call, that he might not certify elections that have not reached quorum, even though under the bylaws he could continue to extend them, because he believes he needs to do it by the end of the month. And so this is a motion to encourage the boards to be more realistic, the local boards, I should say, to be more realistic, set their meetings for, you know, whenever they need to. If that means January, then so be it. But so that there can be an orderly transition with time for people to actually appear at their first meetings. And I think also this would serve as encouragement to the National Election Supervisor to go ahead and let the elections play out. Let the quorum be reached if it requires an extra extension and the board can't be seated until January, then that's fine. That he has that authority under the bylaws. So that's in a nutshell what it's about. And let me note that it's only a recommendation. Obviously, we know that only the PNB can direct an LSB to do anything. So at this point, the PNB is not going to meet until January, so it would be moot. So it's more like a recommendation from this committee to LSBs, which they can do with as they wish. But, you know, hopefully it'll bear some weight coming from a group that's devoted to studying governance. That's it.
Paul, for strength.
And this is Lydia.
Okay, so I've got Paul and then Lydia. I haven't actually got it in my email. Has anyone else gotten the email from Bob?
Yeah, I've got it.
Anyone else?
I mean, I actually got it back through the...
I got it.
You do? Okay, so I'm not sure what's going on with mine. So Paul and then Lydia.
Okay, first of all, yeah, I haven't, my first thing is I haven't gotten it yet, so I'm going to keep on hitting get it, and there's nothing there. This is, of course, one of the problems with cutting off the Yahoo group. If the Yahoo group were the one we were using, we could go up to the web version of it and at least view the thing and wait for Yahoo to eventually deliver it. But KPFTX is not hitting me here. So I don't have it. So this is a failure of this system where we do not have the web-based redundancy of emails, which, if you're looking to really communicate, is an important aspect. Moving right along. I might support the motion if I can read the whole thing. It doesn't sound like anything unreasonable in terms of the concept, and my suspicion is that at WBAI, this is probably how it's going to be, because I think WBAI is not going to have its election certified till so late that we're stuck with violating the bylaws one way or another, because you're required to give 7 days' notice, and we won't be able to do that. The thing is, though, that, I don't know, I mean, this is kind of a moot motion, since it's coming out of just a committee. That's why I really need to see the actual wording of it. I'm a little leery of having a committee seem to be telling the LSBs directly what to do, because I think that would be a not good precedent right there. So there's a problem with that. I'm not sure that a motion coming out of a PNB committee that is supposed to go directly to the LSBs is even in order at this point. The committees don't tell the LSBs what to do. These committees have absolutely no standing to tell the LSBs what to do. And this is just not with regard to the content of the motion. This is just with regard to the fact that it's addressing the LSBs directly. So I'm not sure that this is even in order. As for that, as I said, I think BAI is probably going to not meet in December. We have a meeting set for January 9th, which is already set. So I suspect that may be when we'll end up having, the meeting to seat people. And at BAI, we'll have the interesting thing of I think the treasurer will end up having to convene that meeting because the other officers are either not there or will be termed out for that. So that'll be another thing to pick up at some point. But anyway, I hope I get the email very, very soon, and maybe we need to think about whether or not this motion per se is in order since it addresses the LSB directly. That's it.
Lydia, before I put you on, let me say that my sense of the procedural thing would be that we would forward this to Summer as the chair of the PNB, and at her discretion she could forward it to the LSBs, so it would basically be a recommendation to her. I don't see that we're out of order doing that, but and the LSBs would be getting the the suggestion really directly from her.
I think that would be out of order.
Speak to it again when you get on the thing. I can't think of any other way to process it. Leah?
Yes, okay. So, number one, I agree with our call as far as the Yahoo group. Okay, so moving on to this motion, I would move to strike the language unless, what is it, because I'm driving so I can't see it, the thing that said something about it, unless they've already set a meeting or something. KPSK, I believe, is the one that's going to be last making quorum. Terry sent out the count as late afternoon, so maybe half an hour ago, and he thought that the AI would make quorum, so I think it's mostly KPSK. We have already set a late LSB meeting, for December 29th, and I don't know that you can get much later than that, but nevertheless, I support the motion because I do think it's going to affect more than any other station. It'll affect mine. I don't know what the schedule is for the other. So I do support the motion. I don't think it's necessary to qualify it. We have no idea what is in the hopper. A lot is happening, as we know, in Pacifica. And you never know when a special meeting will be called, and this could be added to that agenda and have the PMD pass it. I would not put it as a recommendation to the LSB. All of us sit on the LSB. We can communicate. This is not a secret that the governance committee has passed it. But I wouldn't couch it as just a recommendation. I think, again, it still needs to be passed by the PMD if applicable whenever, and there's nothing preventing us from, to our own LSBs, communicating that this was passed by serious, and leaving that alone and not getting into that whole gray area of recommendations.
Anyone else want to speak?
Or Paul?
And then I guess Tracy for the check.
Well, Tracy, you haven't spoken yet. Go ahead.
Oh, I agree with our Paul that basically procedurally there's something not quite right here. The committee is a committee. Its only power is that of a recommendation. And there certainly is no direct line of authority between this committee and the LSB. We can forward the motion to the PMB, but likely by January 10th most of this will have been sorted out anyway. And there is no other PMB meeting on the agenda, so I basically am not quite sure why we're doing this. Also, is just a kind of a side point, this is just, extra text in the motion, but for example, the requirement that Bob put in the motion for the share the LSB to use open poll software so that people could see is something that we just had a fight about on the KPFA LSB, and we're told that that was not okay. It was an unfair demand, and LSB members were entitled to keep private what they could and couldn't go. And no, we wouldn't use public polling. So there's basically things being put out in the motion that likely some LSBs are not going to agree with. So my sense is that it's probably more trouble than it's worth as a motion.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet?
Bill?
Yeah,
I guess I feel a little strange about it also because, it doesn't have any effect. I don't mind passing it along as a recommendation, whether or not Summer does it. I'll be glad to do it. But, frankly, I think they should try to meet before January 19th. I realize that's sort of the latest date that, Bob suggested. But they really ought to try to do it as soon as they can after their elections are certified so that, they can get the new people in and they can take their seats and they can elect officers at least. And then you usually don't want the directors elected on top, at the same meeting or the same day as the officers because usually you want to let people decide based on who was elected as officers who wants to run for the PNB. So I think they should try to get the the new people seated well before the 19th, if at all possible.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, Paul and then Bob.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, this is Sasha. I wanted to speak as well.
Sasha.
Sometimes I listen to these discussions, and such ado about nothing. This is simply a message. Everybody understands, the maker of this motion understands, as I heard him, that this is simply a message from the governance committee to the LSBs, saying, as it says, you know, if it's okay to meet in January, basically. It's also a message, as it were, to the National Election Supervisor, who has some concern about what might happen to him, as he said at the Elections Committee yesterday, if he does anything that does not allow all the LSBs to meet before January 1, even though the reality is that all the LSBs are not going to be able to meet before January 1, if for no other reason that it's a holiday and they won't be able to get a quorum there. So it's to send a gentle message to the NES that, you know, everything's okay, kind of just go ahead. You have 4 weeks from the closing date, you know, to certify these things. You know, there's plenty of time. Just please don't, you know, invalidate some of our elections here while we're waiting for that particular station to get a quorum for their votes. That's all this is a message. And I think the message is really an excellent one. If you stop and you think what's happening right now, let's deal with the world of reality. As Bob had said, you know, everything got pushed. We are now pushed into this mess. I mean, KPFA has a meeting scheduled for Wednesday night. And Terry has said he's not going to certify the elections until the 20th. So I don't think we're going to be meeting on the 19th. You know, so I don't think, even though we're the first to have met quorum and met it on time, I don't think we're going to be able to meet before the first of the year. So add that to your list of stations who might not make it. So all this is, it's just a message saying the governance committee thinks it's okay. Thank you.
Anyone else who hasn't spoken yet? Okay. Paul?
Okay. Yes, I listen to these meetings, and sometimes I say, also. And yes, sometimes things come up, and they're posted as whatever, and they're the motions, you know. Maybe they have an agenda. Maybe they have unintended consequences. But one of the things that's a problem is setting a precedent whereby a committee of the PNB addresses the LSBs directly, which, you know, I don't want to see starting to happen. It is entirely possible someone might try to make this something that has the force of the rules behind it. And, you know, some people on some LSBs might misphrase this particular thing, and it might not seem to everyone listening that it's just a recommendation that has absolutely no weight. So I think that the thing we need to do in the governance committee right now, since this is the governance committee and we're supposed to be paying attention to things that relate to the governance, I think that I am going to make a point of order, and I am going to suggest to the chair that this motion is out of order because it would involve the governance committee addressing the LSBs with a recommendation. We can make recommendations to the parent PNB, but I don't think we can do recommendations even to the LSBs. And so for that reason, I am suggesting it is out of order and will call for a ruling by the chair.
Thank you, Paul. let me sort of think out loud about it, and then I'll give you all a chance to respond after I make a ruling. Actually, I'd like to hear people's thoughts about it. My sense is that it is written as a recommendation to each local station board, but my sense is actually that if I forward it through the PNB chair or vice chair through the LSBs as such a recommendation, it's basically a communication to them about what we think ought to be done at this point. And I don't see anything improper about that. We are responsible directly to them. This is a problem in governance that's come up, that's been pointed out. We don't have any direct authority over it, but we have a recommendation, and we'd like you to forward the recommendation to the LSBs. So I've talked myself into ruining it in order. Would anyone like to challenge that?
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Anyone want to speak to the appeal?
This is Bob.
Yeah, this is Tracy. I would like to speak to it.
Okay, Bob and then Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of the points that was made earlier was about why it's out of order is that some LSBs might misunderstand it as being a directive rather than a recommendation. I mean, we can't be responsible for people's misreading of plain language. It says the PNB Governance Committee recommends to each LSB to do blah, blah, blah. I think if people don't clearly understand the structure, I can assure you there will be somebody on the LSB who will say, let me add that this is merely a recommendation from a committee. It has no authority over this LSB. It's the opinion of this group of people, and that's all it is. So I don't think, you know, whether something's in order or out of order should be conditioned on the possibility that some people might misread it. I think as long as, you know, basically what George said, that as long as it is clear that it's only a recommendation, then the idea of passing that along to through an officer is perfectly legitimate. And furthermore, you know, everything we do is public. So, you know, it can be passed along by a member of the committee just saying, I just wanted you to know, LSB, fellow LSB members, that the committee I sit on passed this thing. It's just a way of kind of signaling that there's people who've self-selected to be on these committees because they really know, they really want to focus on learning the bylaws and applying them. And this group has come to the conclusion that it's okay for you to hold your meeting next year. That's essentially what it is. And I don't see anything out of order about that.
Bill for the stack.
Tracy, then Bill. Tracy?
The only committee that this body gives recommendations to by fiat is, in fact, the Pacifica National Board. That's not the chair of the Pacifica National Board. It's not the vice chair of the Pacifica National Board. It's not any other board committee. It is only in its entirety the Pacifica National Board. So procedurally, what you're suggesting, George, is basically that a recommendation can short-circuit the entire board and jump polo and go directly via an officer out to an LSB, and that's not correct. That may or may not be the will of the board, and the officers are bound by the will of the board. So what you're procedurally suggesting is just, it's not based on anything. The recommendation that the PNB, that the governance committee makes, can only go to the full PNB. There's nowhere else for it to go. And the officers have no authority whatsoever to pull motions from committees prior to a full board vote and recommend them or not recommend them. That's just really appalling parliamentary procedure. And I don't think that your ruling here makes much sense. Sorry.
Well,
yeah, I also, I guess I feel the motion's out of order, and it's kind of for a different reason or a related reason, and it's that it's sort of in violation of the bylaws. The bylaws say these meetings should be by the end of December. Now, obviously, that can't happen if an election's not certified at any particular station, but I don't think we should be encouraging stations to delay them up to January 19th if they don't have to. So I just feel we're kind of encouraging the stations that whose elections will be certified this week, perhaps, or early next week, we're encouraging them to violate the bylaws, encouraging them to have their meetings to seat the new board members, you know, the first or second or third week in January.
Yeah, but I have to listen, and I have to vote. Yeah.
Would you mute your phone? We could just hear that conversation. Bill, see, you're speaking to the motion itself. What about the point of order?
I guess it's a related point of order. I guess I'd like to extend the point of order that it's also contrary to the bylaws and therefore out of order. And should be a separate point of order or not? It's an additional reason why I'm saying it. It's out of order.
I hear what you want to say.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
Well, can I? This is Bob. Can I just add a fact about the timing of this? Because it was just stated that the elections will be certified this week. I'm the chair of the election committee. I've been following this very closely. There is no election that will be certified this week, possibly KPFA, but that depends on a lot of factors. Every other station has an extension for people who requested ballots late, 1 week. So their return date is December 26th. Except for KPFT and WPFW, right? Let me check it. Now I'm getting confused. But there's several that are clearly not going to make it by, in time to have a meeting this year.
Does anyone else want to speak to the point of order?
Can we vote?
Hello?
Yes, Joseph?
This is Joseph Kelly. I just sent you the copy of the motion, George.
You sent it to the whole list?
Yes.
Okay. I get the right to conclude. My sense is if that we were asking the board to do anything, then Tracy would be correct. I mean, we have no authority, certainly, to tell the LSDs to do anything, but we're not, actually. We're essentially saying we think this is so. We recommend that we think that this is so. The chair of the LSB, of the PMB, that is, in passing it along, is not putting the imprimatur of the board on it. She's not saying that the board approves this recommendation, even. She's just passing this on as a recommendation. So I don't see that the powers of the board are being subverted here. But I think we should just go to a vote on this. Is there any objection to going to a vote on this? So if you sustain the point of order, then this is off the agenda. And if not, we can continue discussing.
This is Ken. I'm on a train, but I sustain the point of order. It's out of order.
Point of order.
I need a vote yet.
Point of order about the way you explained the vote.
Yes.
I don't think it's correct to say if you sustain or if you overturn the chair's rule that the entire motion is off the agenda. I think the point is that the point of order was about this form of the motion, recommending that LSBs do something. If that's sustained, then, or if that's overturned, then it's quite possible that the motion could be rephrased so it's, would be what the committee majority might see as compliant. So I don't think that it's all or nothing.
Point of order, that's not a point of order.
he was speaking. Yeah, it was. He was speaking to my characterization of what the effect of his vote would be, and saying that it was incorrect. That that in fact, if I'm overturned, then we go back to Well, actually, your Arpol's point was that this should not be on the agenda, I think, because of its peculiar status, or what he thought was a peculiar status. So,
no. I said it was out of order, as it's presented.
I know that, and what Bob was saying is okay. As it's presented, if I'm overturned, and the chair and the committee choose to support your objection, then what? And Bob was, and I said, well, then what is we move on to the next issue? And Bob said, no. Then what is we could make an amendment to make it something that would be in order.
This is Lydia.
Yeah, go ahead, Lydia. I'm willing to take advice on this second point of order.
Right. So the issue is, as I raised in my comment, that in the alternative, and I will be voting yes to uphold the chair, but assuming that fails, that the other point that I made is that this can also be presented just as a regular governance motion to the PMB. Again, we're a committee, so when the PMB directors could call a special meeting of the PMB for this, that's not for this committee to decide. We can just make a motion to the PMB. If we choose to, we can communicate to LSBs as we see fit. We don't have a gag order on us for that. Thank you.
Okay. Liz Emmer speaking in the background. Please mute yourself. If you're having a conversation with somebody, please mute yourself.
When you got a manager who says
not quite sure who it is. Could you please mute yourself? If you're having an argument with someone, would you please mute yourself? Thank you.
Well, clearly they're not.
No, they can't hear it.
Because they're arguing.
I have a cat. I'm gonna rule really on Bob's motion. I'm gonna rule that we can consider a different form of the motion if we sustain. Objection by ruling. So, if that's all right, we can move to vote on that, on our poll's objection to my ruling. So, if you vote, if you vote yes, that's to sustain the chair that this is a legitimate ruling. No, it's a vote to support our poll's objection that it is not. And it'll be back on the floor to be considered in some other form if the committee's
tired. Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I really object to the way that is getting handled. First of all, you let in a point of order that really wasn't a point of order. Second of all, you ended up entertaining discussion about it. Now you're going to go to a vote on the original appeal, and you've muddied up the waters quite thoroughly with this extra stuff in there. I mean, I object to the way the chair is handling this.
Let me say that you can object if you want. Do you want to appeal the point of order? Do you want to appeal Bob's point of order?
And what's your ruling on point of order at this point? On that point of order, which is, you know.
On Bob's point of order? My ruling is correct, and if we say this in this form is not an appropriate motion, it's still possible if the committee wishes to actually amend it and do something else with it rather than simply move on to the next motion. That was my ruling on Bob's.
That's incorrect, George.
You want to challenge that ruling?
I guess I kind of have to, since you're making.
Can't we just go to vote on this? If we don't do that, the committee still has the choice, and the majority can decide to just move on or not. But if you want to, we'll have another vote on the appeal of your appeal of this second point of order.
Yeah, I don't understand why the chair is saying that if a motion is ruled out of order, that the motion remains on the floor for an amendment. That's not correct.
This is Bob. I think I have a simple solution.
Just a moment. Okay. Well, let me respond to Joyce.
Okay, sure.
Our call was moving that the form of the motion was out of order, okay? I thought that was not the case. But if the form of the motion is out of order, then it's possible to change the form of the motion if it's still on the floor. If that's what the committee wants, gives the committee a choice to do that. But in any case, I did rule that that on Bob's motion that it would still be on the floor. Bob can now speak to whatever you want. Speak to the objection to that rule.
Although I certainly agree with the chair on both rulings, in the interest of moving this forward, it's 9:23, and we've spent a lot of time on this. I would just agree to change the text of the motion to say the PNB Governance Committee recommends to the PNB that each LSB, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, that would third circuit. That would obviate the need for a vote on any of this, any of these points of order.
We are, however,
in the first one. The election we have is fully confusing.
You can't do that now. We're in the middle of a vote on points of order. I mean, I would like to do that. I would like to just put it back on the floor so that you could make that change. But where we're at is that people are objecting to doing that. So I'm going to take a vote on whether or not it can come back up on the floor, that it can be changed like that. My response to your point of order, Bob, was that, yeah, we can do that. If we don't like the form of it, we can change the form of it if that's the case. Tracy objected to that. So I think where we're at in terms of following parliamentary procedure is that we need to take a vote on whether or not we want to bring it back on the floor. If in fact challenge to my point of order is actually sustained.
Point of order.
Oh God, no. I'm not taking any more points of order. Okay.
Oh, well, you're going to have to listen to this one because you've got this ass backwards. Why the hell would we vote? I think this is just to obfuscate everything and confuse everybody. The fact is, there is no reason whatsoever to say, well, if this passes, we'll do this. That makes no sense. If the appeal comes through and the chair is overruled, then somebody could raise some sort of a point of order and try something. But not while we're trying to vote on the original thing. That just tries to obscure what we're originally voting on. And the original thing is, it is out of order for this committee to be sending recommendations directly to LSBs. And that's what we should be voting on. It was out of order for the chair to entertain that other point of order at that time. It was not in order because we were not considering the motion per se, so we couldn't consider a motion, oh, well, then we can bring it up and modify it if. It's exasperating to have to go through it this way, and I'm sorry to have to bring it up, but really, it has to be brought up, and I've brought it up. We need to go, the next thing...
Okay,
in order,
so I'm gonna respond to you if you're finished. If you're not, keep going.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty much finished. The thing we need to do...
Well, good, then let me respond.
The thing
okay?
we need to do is go to the...
Let me respond. Let me respond.
Well, let me finish. You said you...
He said you were finished.
Well, I'm not finished
right.
yet. Because you keep interrupting me.
Go ahead.
What we need to do right now, what is the only thing that's in order right now, is to go to a vote on the original appeal that the motion is out of order because it has the committee sending a direction or a recommendation directly to LSBs. That's what we need to do. I'm done.
Okay. So, the reason that Bob raised the point of order is that in saying what that vote meant, and pardon my getting upset about this, I find it a little difficult to be, the situation's a little difficult, but the reason that Bob raised the point of order was that I was characterizing what that vote would mean. Okay? Now, when a motion is on the floor and there's some point of order called, and the point of order, whichever way the point of order goes, the motion isn't necessarily off the floor. I had spoken about it as though that was the case, and Bob challenged that. He said that's not the case. The motion would still be on the floor, even if your point of order, Arpol, is sustained. Now, he said that as I was preparing to take a vote, but since he felt I was mischaracterizing the vote and what it would affect would be, I think that that point of order was actually a legitimate point of order.
You need to cite that. That's not correct. You need to cite that.
Cite what? What?
If a motion is ruled out of order by the body, which overrules the chair, the motion does not remain on the floor. Period. You need to cite if you are saying something contradictory to that. That is not true.
Look.
Can I suggest something?
No, Bob, don't.
Well, it was an argument to defend what you said, George.
I know that, but I don't think it's going to matter. Oh, okay, go ahead.
And that is that I don't actually think the way George phrased it was correct. It's not that the motion remains on the floor. It's that the topic remains on the floor. So the topic can still be discussed in another form.
What's the address, Cheryl? I just got off the train.
Ken, we can hear you.
Ken.
I was merely responding to the statement you made that we go on immediately to the next topic on the agenda. That's all. I wasn't saying this motion remains viable. I was saying this topic has not been closed at that point, and we don't rush on to something totally unrelated. We can keep the topic open and consider other formulations that the committee would consider to be in order. That's all. Very small point.
Okay.
This is Tracy. That's why you have an agenda. You go on to the next item in the agenda. When you conclude the agenda, if time remains on the agenda, you can bring the topic up.
You can tell called on by the chair.
So here's where we're at, folks. Here's where we're at.
The reality is that's what an agenda is.
Here's where we're at.
Next item on it.
Please stop talking. I'm the chair. I would like to move us forward. Please give me the opportunity to do that. What we're having here are faction fighting over something which isn't really very important, but maybe there's something in it. I don't really know. But I'm going to tell you where we're at. Where we're at is there are two points of order that are here. And if I clear apart the second one, if you vote against it so that you don't sustain my ruling, so therefore if you vote on the first one, it will be gone. That is, if you sustain our Paul's position, it will be gone. We will get to that, okay? If the majority here really doesn't want to consider this, we can get to that. We can get to that the other way as well, but all we need to do is to vote on the second point of order, and it'll be clear then as to what comes up when we vote on the first point of order. So can we please go to a vote on the second point of order?
No. How can you possibly vote on...
Because I've ruled it. If you want it, I'm not going to take another point of order on a point of order. This is a procedure where we get to where the will of the committee can be expressed, okay? If you want to have a challenge to my second point of order, I mean...
Well, there you go. A point of order,
George.
A ruling by the chair can always be appealed. That's why you should
take
the second point.
As a matter of fact, our poll, I'm accepting your challenge to the second point of order. I'm sorry, I was a little confused. The fact that we're even taking a vote on it means I'm accepting your challenge. So if we go to a vote on this and you vote yes, which is to say you accept our poll's position, which is that my ruling that this thing would stay on the floor as a topic of discussion or as a motion to be amended is incorrect, and so therefore if our poll's motion, if the next one comes up,
and that's also voted through, then it will be simply off the floor. Okay? That seems to be what you want. If we take this vote, we can get there. And I don't see any other way to get there.
Okay. Mr. Chair, but isn't voting yes to uphold the chair?
Let's see. So we'll decide which way it is. Yes, upholds the chair that, in fact...
thank you.
If a yes means you are holding the chair. No means you are not. Yes means if our poll's motion, challenge to the chair, passes, then the subject for discussion will still be on the floor and subject to amendments. If no vote means that if our poll passes, it's gone. Okay, is that clear? Is there any question by anybody about?
No, it's not clear. I have no idea what you just said. None. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Vote no. Okay, we'll take another. In either case, we'll take another vote on our poll's motion. If you vote no, and our poll is the same, would you please let me finish? I'm trying to be as clear as I can about what's supposed to happen here, and I would appreciate if you let me do that. Okay? Maybe I'm not clear, but I'm trying. So, if you vote no, that means that if our poll's motion passes, this motion is gone. We move on to Joseph K's motion. If you vote yes, it means that if our poll's motion passes, then the subject is still on the agenda. We can either move on, just vote to move on, or not. But in any case, it's still on the agenda. So is that clear? Okay. Colleen, would you call the roll? Again, a no vote means what I just said.
Ridiculous.
No, no, no. State it, not what you just said. State it exactly now, please.
A no vote means that should our poll's motion pass, or his challenge to my ruling of the chair, then this topic is completely off the agenda and we move on to the next issue. A yes vote means that should our poll's motion pass, the subject is still on, this motion can be amended, still on the floor. That's what the yes and the no vote means on this. Colleen, would you call the roll, please?
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Pass.
Your bag is about to rip.
Okay.
Sharon Agamir?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden?
Go ahead.
Carolyn Burden? Lydia Brazone?
Yes, I uphold the chair.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis? Kathy Davis? What was that? Kathy Davis? Sasha Coutron?
Yes.
Joseph Kay? Joseph Kay? Lizette King? Lizette King? Bob Litter?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin?
No.
Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Colleen O'Brien? Yes. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
I'm putting a pass for the time being.
Tracy Rosenberg.
Absolutely not.
John Winger.
Abstain.
Okay. Can I go back to George Ryder?
You skipped Ken Aaron. I was first the one to pass. I don't know.
Okay, Ken. Anyone else that I missed?
It was someone else.
I'm abstaining. This is Sharon. I'm abstaining.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to abstain as well. The motion is 6-4 to sustain the chair. We're going to take another vote on our Paul's motion, which is the which says that in this form, this is not acceptable. A yes vote. Let's see.
It's another vote on your ruling.
Yes, that's right. It's my ruling was that it was an acceptable motion. So a yes vote says it is. A no vote says agrees with our Paul that it's an improper motion and should not be on the floor in that form. Colleen, would you take the roll again, please?
Okay, Rick, request for information on this. So yes means topic is, I'm sorry, George, are you making this motion?
No. This is the appeal. This is Paul's appeal of my ruling.
Okay.
Is a proper motion. Our Paul, if you vote no, you're agreeing with our Paul, this is an improper motion. If you vote yes, getting the chair, this is a proper motion.
Okay.
The phrase is out of order.
Would you like to characterize it as, our Paul?
I said the motion was out of order. You're ruling it's in order. For the reason that I stated. We don't have to go over it again, but, you know.
But still, yes is to uphold the chair.
Sure, what you do. Yes is to sustain the ruling of the chair that it's in order, and no is to sustain our Paul's point that it's not. Colleen, would you please take the roll?
Okay. Ken Aaron?
I vote against the chair, whichever way that is. I vote in our Paul's finding that the motion is out of order.
Sharon Magamir?
No.
Carolyn Burden? Lydia Brazone?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Kathy Davis? Sasha Fuchon? Joseph Kay?
I support the chair's ruling.
Lizette King? Bob Letter?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin?
No.
Brenda Medina?
Yes.
Colleen O'Brien? No. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder?
I'll pass.
Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Huh.
John Winger?
No.
Did I get everyone?
Just me. I'll vote yes. Motion. Our Paul's objection is sustained by a vote of 7-6. Is that your count also, Colleen?
Yeah, but I'm abstaining.
I'm sorry. I thought you voted no.
Yeah, you didn't vote
yet. I heard that. I didn't understand the motion.
This is Sasha. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
How do I get in?
Did you get my vote?
No, we didn't get the vote.
Well, I voted a yes.
Vote
I voted a yes. Well, I didn't know that you could hear me.
I didn't hear you. Would you read the yes notes, Colleen?
Lydia Brazone.
I'm sorry, I walked all the way around the building. On the street,
Dr.
I took the train.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Joseph Shay.
Bob
Litter.
I have to walk into the driveway, you mean?
Brenda Medina.
The first floor. So how do I get there?
Reed.
On the next
George
street over.
And this is Sasha. I don't think you counted my vote.
We didn't hear your vote on the phone. It was silent when her name was called.
Has heard it or not? I thought I was not on mute.
Well, no one heard you.
Because she didn't call my name twice.
See, Tracy,
you
don't be in this. Sasha.
Mr. Chair, not Madam Chair, I'd like to have my vote counted. Thank you.
I understand. So, Colleen, with Sasha's vote included, how many yes votes are there?
Seven.
And how many no votes are there with you abstaining? Okay.
Six.
So the chair is sustained that this is a proper motion.